On this date in Missouri Senate history, the date was December 17, 1861, the day a test oath for state voters took effect. Following an attempt to make civil servants take a loyalty oath or be removed from office, the same concept was created for voters. Both of these moves came about after Confederate soldiers took over the state capitol and forced a move of existing office holders to Neosho at the start of the Civil War. The loyalty oath for civil officers only lasted 2 months and ended on the same day as the voters' oath began. The loyalty oath required voters to swear they would not give aid or comfort to the enemies of either the federal government or Missouri's provisional government. Also, oath takers were to vow they had not levied war or taken up arms against either Missouri's provisional or the federal government since December 17, 1861. Afterward, the U.S. Supreme Court would find the oath to be unconstitutional. Within 4 years, Missouri would then draft a new constitution of its own. December 17, 1861, the date marking the beginning of Missouri's test oath for voters on this date in Missouri Senate history.